It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Damn, Ty, you made gyms this too? The fuck got into you?
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Frog Boy in for Tobin and for Frog Boy. We will all be out next Monday as it is Labor Day, so you'll be hearing a best of version of the show. In the meantime, Leroy here holding it down with your boy and JFig in the background here. Let's go ahead and get to it. A little late to start this hour, so we will get right into it. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
We reported it earlier. Mike McDaniel signing an extension with the Miami Dolphins, making him the coach through 2028.
No. That just means they're paying him through 2020.
Correct. If he does not, Leroy.
I love the way everybody get all flipped out and, oh my God, how could he come? Like,
right. He is right. If for some reason they are not, up to par these upcoming seasons, Leroy has made it very clear. Go ahead and remove themselves from that.
Now, my question is that what is successful? Because as a fan, how you approach success or failure is different than an organization. Like, an organization has to take into account all the injuries. Fans do not.
Yeah.
Right? Well, so I would say if they're healthy going into the end of the year and then have the same results, it better be a good reason.
Yeah, right? One that's not his. It has to be
crazy.
But nonetheless, I mean, whatever he's done.
I learned a long time ago, sports is crazy.
Yep.
Like, you could play the best game of your life and the other team could play better and you can't explain it. And you just sit with your thumb in your mouth going, how the hell did this just happen? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're a failure. It means that the other team won.
No,
but
I mean,
as fans, you don't have to, I get it. Fans don't, see it that way.
Yeah. It's hard. We've been on both sides of it in regards to sometimes it's just out of your control. But I think obviously what he's done in these past two seasons without winning a playoff game, clearly management deemed it was enough for him to earn that extension. So I don't think that their standards are as high as what the fan base may be, which is good. I don't want them
to be. Your standards are high.
Yeah.
I just think that when it gets down to it, you have, as an organization, you have to closely evaluate it.
Yeah.
More than a fan would have to.
Well, I got another update on a person who secured the bag on the West Coast. Mike McDaniel's recent stopping grounds over there in San Francisco. Ooh. Brandon Ayuk has decided that they are better together than they are apart. He agreed to a 4-year deal on Thursday evening worth up to $120 million, $76 million guaranteed. Per multiple reports. So he has decided to stay home in San Fran, further bolstering the 49ers' chance at exiting the NFC Championship again this year, victorious. A couple other things I wanted to touch here, Leroy. The Florida Panthers are going to be a lot easier to watch next year. Do you know where that is going to be, my friend, as they are no longer with Bally?
Aren't they on, Channel 39 or something?
They are indeed. They are on Channel 39. That is going to be easily accessible in South Florida, WSFL-TV. And if you're in West Palm, that is Channel 9. So that's definitely something that they had wanted to move away from. It seems everyone is moving away from the Bally system that they had utilized recently. No longer will you have to jump through these hoops or determine which Bally's it on. What I hated most was coming to the studio and thinking that I have the right Bally's on and then the Tampa Bay Rays are on.
Yes, that's crazy,
really, yeah. One of the worst things that I had to deal with. But local broadcast return, but the national TV, this is the news that came out. We're still getting hated on, apparently. They'll get a lot of national exposure, but it won't be up until, I'll say, I believe it's 2 months. 4 more games are scheduled to be streamed only by ESPN, and we have 12 appearances on national TV. But being the champion, you think we'd have a little bit more. That's actually fewer than 13 other teams. So
yeah, but a lot of that has to do with market, too.
Well, okay, the Panthers, but, you know, I understand the market sucks, but, like, I mean, whatever. We're the best. We're the winners, dude, and you saw that parade. We were there in rain.
But it's all about them trying to make money and people watching the games.
It's unacceptable that the champions don't make their first appearance on TNT until over 2 months into the season. It's unacceptable.
Well, that's not the NHL. That's TNT.
Turner
bought a product, and they determine what product they want to show.
But okay,
now
Minnesota.
If you're a player, look at the money that contract is, and then how big of a deal are you gonna make of it when it's gonna raise all your money?
Makes sense. But okay. Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Philly, all these teams have more national
Chicago,
TV appearances.
Philly, Minnesota, and go figure. It's in hockey state.
But they didn't make the playoffs.
Okay.
They forced Zion Williamson and the Pelicans on our TV. Hey. They forced Aaron Rodgers on our television.
Oh, yeah. That's
what I'm saying. They forced the Jets. The Pelicans.
But they can flex. Football can flex.
Well, they need to flex and figure out how the hell we can get more national TV love. I mean, who's more entertaining than the Florida Panthers? I know we lost some entertaining pieces, but we still got a majority of our core together. You know, what's up? What's good? I need to speak to Turner? Is that who you're telling me I need to speak to? Unacceptable, Leroy. We got a new documentary coming.
I'm just saying you can't put that on.
On the NHL? You're saying it's the the TV?
Because they bought a product.
Well, someone's getting it nicely, meanly, if that's probably not a word, meanly worded letter from me, and I'm going to put commas and exclamation points, and they're going to be pissed. Netflix announced yesterday, they released via tweet information, that they will be releasing a documentary. It's going to be a docuseries talking about the controversial rise and fall of none other than Vince McMahon. It's set to debut on September 25th. The series titled Mr. McMahon will consist of 6 one-hour episodes. It's going to chronicle the rise and fall of Vince McMahon, the controversial businessman and co-founder of WWE, from his transformation of WWE from a small regional business into a global entertainment powerhouse, and all the way to the explosive sexual misconduct allegations. So, is that something that tickles your fancy, Leroy?
No.
No? You have no interest in that? Never. Not a wrestling guy, I don't think.
Well, because it's not that.
Fancy, it's not that. Tickled.
I don't care, you know, about the rise and fall. We rise, we fall, right? That's just the nature of it. You deal with it. Like, you make mistakes. You do stupid stuff. And especially, I don't want to see the rise and fall of a guy who was always a showman.
Wow.
So he probably got too big for his britches.
Awesome.
Thought he could be untouchable. There's guys out there who think you can't do nothing to me. I won't mention no names.
For sure.
But, right. So And I don't care about that story. I would rather not be, you know what I mean? We got guys filled in jail with rich guys who thought that they could do whatever they want because they could get away with it or they wouldn't be getting in trouble. So I'm good.
Well, the goal behind this docuseries, apparently, is to pull back the curtain and reveal the true Vince McMahon, obscured beneath the persona he presented to the world. So apparently this has gone over 4 years of production, and the story has evolved in truly shocking ways. The final product is a revealing documentary that we believe offers a rich and nuanced portrait of the man and the complex legacy he left behind. Gotta say, though, since he has made Triple H head of creative, the business has thrived in ways that it hasn't since the early 90s. And, you know, it was definitely different times. It was the times when Jerry Springer was above Oprah, you know, in regards to what kind of television was really selling back then. You know, tell you what, though, that's something that I'd be interested in watching. We got about 26 days or so until that releases on Netflix. And on this show specifically, you got about 2 to 6 minutes worth of commercials before we come back. We are going to give you, Leroy, I want your opinion on this list. Top five double dip returns. We will give you the top five Miami Dolphins that played for either the Gators or the Hurricanes in honor of their matchup this weekend.
Cool. I like it.
We got that and much more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
This goes out to all the women in the world, especially her. You know it don't even matter your age. Don't even matter your color. Your fellas, I ain't forget about y'all. This is for everybody to like things. Just listen to what I'm saying and do it. And take a chance. I put my hand on your phone.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Put your hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip. We double dip. But before we do, hello, J-Fig.
Hello.
You like my transition there, Leroy?
Hello, Jennifer. She got her Canes wear on.
Let's go.
I actually got it from Caneswear, so yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Caneswear. Fan.
You came all the way to...
No, it was actually sent to me.
Okay.
It was delivered.
Okay, I got you. I was getting ready to say.
By the lovely people at Caneswear.
Are you coming down to our parts and don't even say...
I'd like a shirt Caneswear.
If I was by your area, I would go.
Yeah, like be nice when I'm on my way to the Keys, I always stop by and say hi.
Honestly, you do have to pass me to get there, so I get it. I get that.
All right, celebrating the Canes as J-Fig and I are with our attire today. We have the Canes versus the Gators rivalry being renewed this weekend, 3:30 p.m., which means what better way to celebrate them than with their very own double dip list?
Can I name some?
How many? Because then you may get all the people that I list.
But this is off the top of my head, so I just have a couple.
All right. Who you got off the top?
Now, it's not... Well, no, you go.
Okay.
Because the guys I mentioned might have not worked out.
All right. So I'm going to start with my honorable mentions.
Okay.
My honorable mentions begin with Calais Campbell. Calais Campbell gets honorable mention because he hasn't done anything yet. Man, I love his voice.
Oh, and he's played a majority of his career outside of, so he's honorable. Exactly. You just mentioned him, but he haven't done that.
Yeah,
I thought you said best players.
Yeah, I did, he's my boy.
He has not played one play in my football.
What? Dude, it's honorable. It's a mention. Just a mention. Easy.
Honorable mention was like he couldn't crack the top five because they were really good. Not just mentioning his name is not honorable mention.
Being honest, he is at the bottom of my honorable mention list. not sure if he's cracking the top nine. But another honorable mention I have here, Jalen Phillips. Another person who he's done good. He's done good for sure. And I think when it's all said and done, he will easily be on there. And he's beating science, like J-Fig said. So, but unfortunately, we still got to wait and see. Maybe we'll have an opportunity. Dates House is Rock Berlin. That's a different list, buddy. That's a different list we're talking about. It's a different list we're doing here.
Hey, keep your list to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. The list is the top Hurricanes and Gators to play for the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Continuing on with the honorable mentions, I'm going to put this one, Lewis Oliver.
Yeah.
Lewis Oliver, pretty solid career. He played about 9 seasons with the Miami Dolphins, I believe.
I played against Lewis Oliver. Solid. Big boy.
Yeah.
Big boy playing. Absolutely. Safety.
Big hitter. Big hitter for sure. Definitely do remember that. Solid reference, but unfortunately, he couldn't crack the top 5. The final on the list, Channing Crowder. Channing Crowder, our boy Channing. Fortunately, had a great serviceable career, cut short by injuries, according to this.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Why you said serviceable?
Serviceable career, indeed.
I love how that's like the one thing he noticed.
Yep. Serviceable career. Like this article mentioned, career cut short by injuries. I mean, you've seen the man walk around. I call him old knock knee. But unfortunately didn't crack this top list, no matter how many heads he may have cracked in his NFL career. Time now to get to number 5. Number 5 is going to go to Olivier Vernon.
Okay.
Olivier Vernon.
Is he still in New York?
No, I think he's retired by now, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Fun fact, saw him in Columbia one time. Olivier Vernon, just walking through the streets. No one bothering him, of course, because who would recognize Canes legend Olivier Vernon? Let's see. He's no longer in the league for sure. Former defensive end, outside line. Yeah, he secured that big contract
in New York.
Yeah, and then he also actually apparently played some time with Cleveland. You remember him in Cleveland at any point?
I remember that.
Yeah, it was 2020 apparently. But yeah, no longer in the league. Solid career. Had a good Miami Dolphins stint as well. Number 4. I got Vernon Carey. Vernon Carey, offensive lineman, drafted in 2004 with the 19th pick. Vernon Carey, if I had to describe him in 3 words.
It's a giant. Yeah, another big boy.
Pretty much it's a giant. Huge human being. Continuing on with the list. Number 3, Lamar Miller. Got Lamar Miller on there, Leroy. Got Lamar Miller at number 3. I think my boy Lamar Miller was slept on. I'm not going to lie to you. I think he was slept on. Not a fan of that one?
No, I'm like...
Do you want to hear his...
Olivier Vernon?
Yeah. I feel like Olivier Vernon kind of used us and abused us. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like he got his big... You know, he had a couple good seasons and then was like, all right, well, I'm out of here.
They won't pay him. Check.
Huh?
That's not his fault.
No, I mean, it's not, but I felt used and abused. Like, when he went to the Giants, did you think, like, oh, you know, this is why the Giants signed him? Or did he kind of just fizzle out a little bit? If we're looking at his regular seasons with...
What about Lamar Miller? Like, what, really?
Yeah, okay. So Lamar Miller spent 4 seasons. I thought it was longer. 4 seasons with the Dolphins.
Didn't he end up in Houston?
Yeah, he went to Houston for 3 years and then finished his career off in Chicago.
Okay.
But in his 4 years with the Dolphins, first year, didn't necessarily get that much love. 51 carries, so we'll throw that one out of there. But the 3 years where he was the primary back, 709 yards and 2 touchdowns, 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns, and then an 800-yard season and 8 touchdowns. And the year that he had 709, he had 275 receiving. So essentially 3 years in a row with over 1,000 total yards and 8 touchdowns back-to-back. And if I'm not mistaken, the record for the longest play in Miami Dolphins history, running from the 1-yard line on a dive all the way to the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Speed, definitely one of the first speed additions. It's
your infatuation with speed. While not being speedy,
no, it's
amazing.
No, it's not me. It's it was Mike McDaniel. He loves speed. That's not me. But see, Dade South says you can tell when Marco started watching the Dolphins. Way too much praise for players like Tannehill and Lamar Miller. You know, you guys just aren't respecting these players enough. But I won't allow that to cloud my judgment, as you'll see with...
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
These next two answers, well, one of them, I know. Number two, Mike Pouncey. Mike Pouncey, a famous Gator, of course. One, I mean, arguably the best offensive lineman in Miami Dolphins history. You know, we have Jake Long.
Don't say that.
Why?
Because you got Hall of Famers that play on the offensive line.
Miami Dolphins, best offensive lineman ever.
You have Hall of Famers, dude.
Oh, Larry Little? No, he wasn't on the Dolphins. Was he on the Dolphins?
Yes.
Damn, Larry Little was pretty good. Okay, all right. So maybe not the best. What about the best center?
Larry Little, wasn't Larry Little center?
I hope not. I'm looking to see what position.
It was a guard.
Guard.
Guard, okay.
And then we got Keith Sims. That's another good one. Guard.
Keith Sims.
Guard as well.
Keith Sims is a monster.
All right, but if you put together like a offensive line, then we also had, I can't forget, Armstead. We had a guy from
Armstead,
Kansas City.
Don't forget the weed smoker, the gas mask.
Oh, Tunsil. Yeah, Tunsil. But he wasn't here that long. Who was that guy that we had from Kansas City?
He wasn't here long. He got you three first rounders.
Oh, that's good. That is good. That was really good.
Yeah, man. What did
Brandon Albert. That's the name that I was waiting on. Brandon Albert. Remember him?
Jake Long was really good.
What's crazy is how the hell do we have all these names that we can name, but we're always like that offensive line? I don't know. I felt like for quite some time.
Listen, everything works.
Dave South says Brian McKinney is better than Pouncey. Hey.
Yeah, but Brian McKinney, he didn't play for the Dolphins.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
No, played for the Vikings.
Oh, okay. He was a game, though.
Yeah, we talking about just play for the Dolphins.
Yeah. Okay. Dave South, he keeps making up his own list. Yeah, this
who's
guy,
number,
dude.
Who, so that's we on yeah. number two.
We number two. I have is Mike Pouncey, the number one Miami Dolphin to play for either the Gators or the Hurricanes. You want to take any guesses? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
go.
The Gators.
Go ahead. Go.
Want to take any guesses?
Nat Moore.
Got to be Nat Moore. Nat Moore is the number one player to ever play for the Florida Gators or the Miami Hurricanes, and the Miami Dolphins. Also went to Edison down here and carved out an amazing career with the Miami Dolphins post-playing days. Played 13 seasons during the 70s and 80s. Caught passes from the Dolphins' best. Nat Moore, easily top of the list. Was there any question in your mind? Is there anyone who I left off the list, in your opinion?
Did Ingram go to school down here, Florida?
Melvin Ingram?
Mark.
Okay. Mark Ingram, did he go to... I don't think so. But did he even play for the Dolphins? Mark Ingram?
Yeah. Mark Ingram's dad.
The Senior. First?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What are you Mark doing, Ingram's, dude?
I only know the Mark Ingram.
Don't know nothing about Miami football.
Oh, you want me to remember Mark Ingram Senior, dude? Come on. Although born in August,
Marcus, you didn't do your research. Just ignore it.
You just came up with some names.
Bro, he played one season with the Dolphins.
Oh, is he? Okay.
One season. I demand an apology from both of you.
Somebody said McKinney did play with the Dolphins. Steve.
All right. Well, what does Stunt Steve know? Bryant McKinney. But, Dolphins.
Dave Salt says to check your IG, Frog Boy.
Yeah, my phone just died in the middle of my list.
Was it at the end of his career, though?
Who,
you
McKinney
said the best.
Yeah,
the best Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly.
The best Dolphins. He wasn't the best Dolphin by the time he got here.
Yeah, it was at the end of his career. It was 2013. Yeah. He was a Dolphin. So get out of here. Everyone's trying to judge my list. No, get out of here.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to stop you from making an ass out yourself.
No, my list
calling is Mike Pouncey the best offensive lineman to ever do it.
I meant to say
when
center.
You got Hall of Famers.
Yeah, best.
You got Dolphins Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
That would say otherwise.
Best center.
So I was just trying to stop you from doing that.
Yeah, yeah. So far, though, my list seems bulletproof based off of all these phonies trying to bring me down. Yeah. So
far, so good. What kind of bullets you using?
It's them. You know, I got the Teflon.
Ping balls?
No, it's them. Yeah, you can do whatever. I got that Teflon. I got
saw a comedian say, you know you're a redneck where you never got to come inside, you drank hose water, and some kind of way you got hit with one of them lawn darts or a BB gun.
Yeah, for sure. Got to test it out. First, you try it on like the stop sign.
Can I just say this?
Yep.
Is lawn darts the most dangerous thing out there that kids was playing?
I don't know. I mean, that BB gun went through a stop sign, so that's pretty good too.
No, but lawn darts, dude.
Let's see,
lawn darts. They don't even make them no more.
No,
because they're so dangerous.
What was the goal of lawn darts?
I don't know. We used to just throw them in the air and...
And then just hope not to get stabbed?
We used to throw them in the air and hold hands. And the last one staying there won. I don't know what the name of the lawn dart game was.
Or died. That's another... Yeah, apparently you're supposed to throw them in the air and like have circles on the ground. And if they land...
We made our own circle.
You were the circle.
Of kids. Like, I'm telling you, like, it is just like, yeah. And guess what? When you're thirsty, hose water was delicious.
Yeah, for
even
sure.
Though, I'm going to just tell you like this.
Let that being first in New Orleans, few.
Being in New Orleans or in Florida, you had to let it run for a couple of minutes.
Let it go for a little bit because it is going to be 96 degrees coming out.
Wait, I'm fine. Listen. All you bougie-ass kids that got to drink the Evian and the tap, like, I used to just, look, when it was hot, get that hose and just, like, drink the hose water. Yep. I was good.
You were good. My list was good. Just a bunch of good things going on.
Your list.
Bulletproof list.
Can I just say this?
Matt Moore was number one.
You passed.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
But your list was not very, it was your list only, the list only... Yeah. Involve people that you knew off the top of your head.
If I'm wearing... No, hold on. Anyone who was brought up didn't have... Stud Steve's has an awful list. Well, let me see your list, buddy. And I guarantee your list...
It's not my list. You're the one that thought of it.
No, Stud Steve says awful list. Let's see awful your list, buddy. Awful list. Matt Moore was number one. That always has to be number one. All right? Olivier Vernon in the top five has to happen. Mike Pouncey in the top five has to happen. Anyone else is like, nah, you got
guys that you just missed.
But you only missed your recent
guys. You think they have been a Florida guy or a Miami guy to go to play for the Canes before then? What about didn't Util Green go to Florida?
Not a great Dolphin.
Okay, yeah. All
right. See where?
I'm just thinking of names. Listen. This is just off the top of my head.
Yeah, and I'm telling you what, and that's why those lists don't make it, man. This takes time and practice,
look,
Leroy.
I knew we were in trouble with your dumbass list. Yeah. Here's when I knew we were in trouble. When you said honorable mention, Calais Campbell.
Woo! No, that was good. That was.
I knew right then and there that there was going to be some holes in this list.
Okay.
Because Calais Campbell has not played a play.
But he's got such a great voice, though.
What does that have to do with your list?
Top five double dip list, baby. We got that and much more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Show live 560 WQAM Miami 560 WQAM. Oh, I'm on the wrong one. We are hours away from, actually a little bit more than, I would say 24 hours away. We are 26 hours away from Canes and Gators. It is.
Where are you going to be watching the game?
So we discussed it yesterday, unfortunately.
Oh, are you
going
to go in early?
I don't know. I don't know yet still, because one thing I hate more than missing the game visually, because, you know, I'm going to be able to listen to it or, you know, kind of catch it in between, maybe on my phone, is getting to work early for no damn reason. You know, like, that's, it's like a rock and a hard place.
That is a bit of a, because, you know, if you're not the only one there, somebody going to ask you to do something.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, not going to be like I'm going to be able to kick my feet up and enjoy a meal. It's going to be like, hey, while you're here, is it possible if? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. So I think I may go early, but I think I may wait till halftime or like as halftime approaches. That's when I have an opportunity to go. I know you personally will be cleaning your grill at that time for Monday's festivities. Mm-hmm. Jay Fig, do you have any watching arrangements for the game on Saturday?
As of right now, no. I'm kind of a wait till the last minute type of person.
All right. See what plans hit you by any chance?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's fair.
You know, one of your friends or your cousin or something going to call you up and say, hey, let's go watch the game over here. All right.
Yeah.
Most of the time, yes, my cousins are the ones calling me for sure.
Yeah. I would rather a house, though. Like, a house is where I'd want to watch this. I don't want to go to a bar.
Let me give you the downfall to that, and let me tell you why I was going to be outside.
All right.
My wife does not care about sports. When I take her to a football game, it is a wasted ticket. All she cares about is the snacks, and that's it. Okay. My mother-in-law, bless her heart, she asked too many damn questions. Like, she'll sit down and say, she'll come and sit by me, what's the score? I said, well, okay.
All right.
How did they get there? How did they look? What quarter is it? I'm like, are you
just look at the scoreboard?
Right. All of a sudden I became ESPN. Let's go to Leroy's house, get an update on today's game. Right?
Yeah. My dad used to do that with movies.
I just sit back. I don't make comments. I don't scream at the TV. I just watch the game, right? I have my little tasty, you know, my snacks, my tasty treats, or whatever I might have, you know, a little drink or something, and I'm just sitting
everything
there
watching. Is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so everybody that walked by, they go, you ain't even watching it. Say, no, why? Because I ain't acting a damn fool.
Ah.
So now what I do is I go outside, because it done rained so much, my whole patio looks like a horse track, because the dogs run through the mud, and they do like human water slide. They run like it's the worst. Right? They chase each other around.
Take
right?
advantage.
They run around.
Sure.
And keep in mind, Luna's white. She comes in just black and she plays in. And then she goes, hold up. I got it. I'm just run through the sprinkler.
Oh, God. Does that work, though?
She's running through the sprinkler.
Yeah. No, but no, because then she's still wet.
Right.
At least she's trying to, you know, take accountability.
So again, the only thing that's going to throw me off from my game watching experience is the weather.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be outside. I can put my headphones on.
Yep.
If you know what I mean. So hear the game. But or my daughter, she don't care either. Hey, you hungry? I'm feeling like a little something. I'm saying, got everything cooked. Get out. Right? Like, it's like the only person.
Very interactive.
The only person that gets it is when Fonz is watching the game. He'll come, he'll grab a wing and sit down. No words.
Yeah.
He may ask you got any more of those drinks? Other refrigerator. That's it.
That's it. And that's the only acceptable question.
He knows where the score is on the TV. He knows where everything is located.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, man. So that's why I'm going to be dehydrated and exhausted from watching the Canes game, not because of the energy I put in the game, but to try to avoid folks so I can watch the game.
That's fair.
I'm sorry,
and at first, I got to go get prepared, too. I got to get one of them things, you know, one of them little picks that dig out the grass in the cracks of
Gotta get, I mean, Home Depot's not too far from you, right?
No, I got a couple.
Yeah, perfect.
Home Depot, Lowe's. How we feel about that?
You know, Lowe's.
I feel like it depends for different.
It's like, here's the thing.
On what you're buying.
Does it give you the feeling, the difference between Walmart and Target?
Yes, maybe. But I will say.
I'm going to tell you what. I have never gone into a Home Depot and walked around 30 minutes before I saw somebody that could actually answer the damn question I need answered. That's not my area. Stand right here. I'll call somebody over. I'm like, aren't you wearing an orange shirt? Not my department. I don't know that. You don't have not my department on your shirt. You're just wearing a Home Depot shirt. Why can't I ask you?
Yeah, it is frustrating. I heard psychologically and like strategically, Lowe's was designed to appeal to women. That's why it's nicely lit. That's why it's
That's
like
why they got nothing but lights and knickknacks when you walk in.
It is so that because like they kind of felt that the Home Depot demographic was just like, you know, construction workers, men. There's no, you know, it looks like a warehouse. It looks like we are backstage at a Home Depot when Lowe's looks like it's presented nicer. And
you know, the lighting does make sense because it looks cleaner, it looks nicer, there's no clutter.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then, like, the same way with a Walmart and a Target. Like, don't worry. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I love all those stores. It's convenient.
Yeah, I don't care.
But I notice the lighting.
Yeah, the lighting for sure. Yeah, that's like, really
there's some things that Walmart sells that Target doesn't sell, and then also there's price differences.
But let me explain to you.
The rollback.
I'm gonna tell you like this: there's certain things I don't need brand name.
Yeah, great value,
right? And I need value, right? And so like yeah, and Target they always seem like listen. I have a problem with your store brand anything.
Yeah.
Don't try to charge me big money for your bootleg products.
Wow.
Right? I'll buy them. I'm not mad. But don't try to include them like it go, like golf stores do this. Kirkland? Right? You have Nike, you have this, and then right next to it, they put a shirt that look kind of like the other shirts, but it's your own brand.
Mm-hmm.
And they just hope they can just get a couple of people to buy it at the same price as the other ones. Nah, play, I'm hip to your game. No. No, you ain't got that same quality. Yeah, that's what it is, Kirkland. But certain Kirkland things you could buy.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, listen.
It just depends. You got to do your research.
Yeah, sure. Once they got rid of, what's the hot dogs? The Jewish hot dogs. Hebrew National.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Costco used to do Hebrew National. Or Sam's used to do Hebrew National. They don't do it now, but they got the Kirkland brand. All beef. I'm good.
Yeah, man, it's a hot dog. You know, I'm okay.
No.
Don't insult Leroy with his hot dogs.
Listen,
you know how he.
Listen, no, he does. Listen, that guy's.
If you go get one of them big buns with that little skinny foot long hot dog, you're like, what's the point, right? But the Hebrew Nationals used to be perfect, and then they used to have the foot long hot buns too, right? Then they start selling the hot dogs without the foot long buns. I'm like, nah, I got to go to Restaurant Depot. Restaurant Depot. Oh, man.
Well, look, whatever you eat.
Whoa. Put that back up. We got a smart ass in the group.
Yeah.
That's why Home Depot's motto is where doers get it done. If you're a doer, you don't need to ask questions. But wait.
Okay.
You don't walk into a store and know where it is.
We were almost out of here, Dolphin Kane.
Like, no.
Land the plane.
Sorry, Mr. Manly Man, Mr. Carpenter Man, I fix everything, man. Go ahead, do you.
True. You don't know what aisle it's in, you know?
I might have to ask some questions about my little thingamajig that goes into the back of the house that stopped the water from squirting all over the yard. I might have to ask questions about the connection and what kind of glue I need.
That's right.
Sometimes you just want to hear recommendations from somebody who knows.
No, I don't want recommendations. I know. because they are taught to steer you towards their product.
Oh, for sure. But you just have to know when you're about to get
If you know that, then you don't need to ask the damn questions, JP.
You know what?
You're lashing out, Leroy. You're lashing out, dude.
You're lashing out on me.
Final hour of the show when we come back.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.